When it comes to having a successful herd reproductive program, there are things beyond timed protocols that can have an impact. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Dr. Paul Fricke with the University of Wisconsin specializes in dairy cattle reproduction, and he recently told a group of producers, getting more healthy calves at the right times takes more than following a list of protocols. We'll hear from Dr. Fricke next on Managing for Profit. Dr. Paul Fricke often gets questions from dairy herd managers asking about reproductive program problems when they're already following the established guidelines for estrus synchronization. But Fricke says there's more to it.
We've been very successful with the protocols that we now have. What I tried to focus on, though, in the morning session was things independent of the synchronization protocol per se that may have a larger effect on reproductive performance than the protocol itself. So we know the protocols work. The two major things that I talked about were body condition score changes from either 21 days pre-calving to 21 days post-calving. That was one of the studies I overviewed. The other one was from calving to 21 days. And it ends up that regardless of the protocol, the cows that lose a lot of body condition have much lower reproductive performance than the cows that actually maintain or gain. And so one of the main points I was trying to make in that particular talk was that there's an assumption that all cows lose weight or lose body condition post-calving, and that's not true. About 25% of the cows maintain, about 25% might actually gain. And those animals that gain or maintain do much better reproductively than the cows that lose.
Another point you made in that morning session had to do with cows that had a little bit too much body condition score, a little overweight.
If you calve fat cows, you kind of predestine those cows to lose. They're very good at mobilizing body fat, so if they have extra body fat, and I think what started to happen to people, I mean, the data that's been around for a long time, cows that lose more than a point have severely impaired reproduction, and so I think a lot of people in the back of their head said, I'll calve them a little heavier to give them a little more room to lose. But that's the exact opposite thing to do. The old recommendations were 3.25 to 3.75, I think. And I would knock that down to 2.75 to 3.25 as my target for dry off and calving.
And another common disease can also hurt the repro program.
It ends up that cows that have a case of clinical mastitis between breeding and the preg check have severely reduced conception rates, probably due to loss of a pregnancy through increased cytokine release and prostaglandin release causing the CL to regress. So I kind of went over this whole idea that you need to control mastitis on farms to have good repro.
Dr. Fricke talked to Brownfield at a recent Professional Dairy Producers Calf Care Seminar. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.